Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 14, verses 1 to 12. Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given, and he had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him. And they went and told Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel is terribly and painfully blunt. Herod's beheading of John the Baptist because of the dance of the daughter of Herodias is total absurdity. It just doesn't compute in the minds of mature, thoughtful, rational human beings. I am so struck, and have always been, by what seems to be simply ludicrous. Very sadly, both in the world scene today and in my own country of the United States, we witness political situations that are equally ludicrous. Where is the truth in politics today? Where is the truth in international relations? Where is the truth in national opinions, posturing, and maneuvers? As an American, I sadly have to admit that truth is hard to come by today. That is very difficult for a Dominican to have to say. Truth is hard to come by today in anything having to do with politics. I struggle to find a solution. And I must admit that I am impatient. How could I not be? I'm a spoiled American. I am so impatient, and I am so frustrated on a daily basis by the news that I experience and hear. Still, in the midst of this painful discomfort and anxiety, I actually hear the words over and over again of Père Teilhard de Chardin, who challenged us to trust in the slow work of God. I would like to share with you a quote from Teilhard de Chardin that is an excerpt from his Hearts on Fire. In this prayer, It's called Patient Trust. Chardin says, above all, trust in the slow work of God. We are quite naturally impatient in everything to reach the end without delay. We would like to skip the intermediate stages. We are impatient of being on the way to something unknown, something new. And yet it is the law of all progress that it is made by passing through some stages of instability, and that it may take a very long time. And so I think it is with you. Your ideas mature gradually. Let them grow. Let them shape themselves without undue haste. Don't try to force them on, as though you could be today what time, that is to say grace and circumstances acting on your own goodwill, will make of you tomorrow. Only God could say what this new spirit gradually forming within you will be. Give our Lord the benefit of believing that His hand is leading you, and accept the anxiety of feeling yourself in suspense and incomplete. Powerful, powerful challenges Teilhard presents for us today, especially to me and to anyone who would like to share in that thinking. Teilhard's prayer challenges me to acknowledge that God alone knows where the chaos of today's uncertainties and threats to humanity will end. God alone knows. And God alone, then, is my refuge. God alone is the one in whom I must seek my peace for my own sense of self and for my own sense of mindfulness and peacefulness. The beheading of John the Baptist was absurd. It was ludicrous. Much of what is going on today in both world and national politics is absurd. It is ludicrous. And I find myself at a loss. In that loss, I revert to Psalm 27, which says, "In you, O Lord, I find my peace. In you, O God, I find my strength. What can mortal man do to me?" I realize that I must do whatever I can in today's world, in this day and age, to further peace, to further the teachings of Jesus Christ, to further everything that my entire life is based on as a Dominican preacher. At the same time, I find that I must have the patience and the humility to wait on God. And I find myself having to trust in the slow work of God. The world has suffered fools for centuries and centuries. The world is capable of suffering fools today. God alone is our refuge. God alone is our strength. And I must pray for the humility to trust in the slow work of God.